Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Katie Ellis episode. My favorite part of her interview was her talking about going into a haunted house in Alaska. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time, actress Katie Ellis.
It's me!
What's up?
What's up?
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Jason's already been here. Mm-hmm. And then we mentioned outside our home, our mutual homie.
Yeah, Alice Malice,
the mm-hmm. homie. Yeah, and that's how I first met you. Me and my neighbor Craig were helping her with the movie review show.
Yeah, we were doing Gummo.
Yeah,
one of my favorite movies.
Harmony Korine.
Yes.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on his movies?
In general,
yeah, that one was a bit bizarre.
I was 16 when I was shown that movie by my boss at the time, randomly.
Why did your boss show you that movie?
I was working at a fish processing plant in Alaska.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get to that. Yeah. We're going to talk about Alaska.
So he showed me the movie in his trailer. It's not as creepy as it sounds. Mm-hmm. At the time, now looking back, maybe. No, it wasn't. It wasn't creepy. But great soundtrack. Like, mm-hmm. really disturbing imagery. But, like, it showed me a kind of a movie that could evoke different feelings than just your regular, like, rom-com or, like, action movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a little more artful.
Are you into Todd Solondz movies, Welcome to the Dollhouse?
Yeah.
And Happiness?
Oh, God, Happiness.
So let's plug that. I mean, that's a movie. No, you can't find it anywhere online.
No.
You have to get it somewhere.
I have it on DVD.
You do?
Somewhere, yeah. It's one of my favorite movies, which is kind of fucked up, I know, but...
Yeah. Now, rest in peace, Philip Seymour Hoffman as well, because his character was bizarre.
He was my favorite. Like, I'm going to fuck you so hard you'll come out your ears.
Yeah, yeah.
That whole thing.
So his character was just, he was a quiet office guy.
Yeah.
Loner. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess people would call him an incel. Nowadays, the word would be incel.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Right.
And the more disturbing character is the father.
Oh, the father was the worst. The, like, closet pedophile.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The father was horrible. But, yeah. And then Welcome to the Dollhouse was just a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I own that on iTunes.
Yeah, I'm gonna rape you after school. That whole thing.
or just yeah, there's that one character, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've God. And then the actress, the main character in that Wiener Dog. Yeah.
She was so good.
And then I like the name of the band of her, her nerdy brother's band, the Quadratics.
Oh, man.
I totally forgot
that. But yeah, the Quadratics.
The main character, Wiener Dog, her older brother had a band. They practice in the garage.
Yeah.
And I think there's an Asian guy in the band, too. There's
nice.
One Asian guy. Yeah, no, they're called the Quadratics. And I always thought that was an awesome name for a band. I mean, it was highly mathematical.
The first math metal.
Yeah.
Really.
And then I'm borrowing this from my neighbor as well, because I just saw Rocky, but this hits home, doesn't it? Because you mentioned something about this.
Yeah,
this
a little bit.
This is the Rocky box set of Rocky.
It's just all of them.
They don't
There's so many.
They don't make movies like this anymore, do they?
They don't. They don't. Not in my opinion, at least.
And then you and Jason said, you mentioned, go ahead, tell the story during quarantine or
something. Oh, yeah. During quarantine, like, I love marathoning things. And, like, obviously, we were getting really bored. So we watched all the Rockies. We watched all the Rambos. Like, we really Stalloned our asses off. But these ones just get really funny. Like, Drago.
Oh, that's Rocky IV.
Yeah.
So I just watched Rocky II last night.
First time ever?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Because
you were like,
because me, rest in peace, Dad. But when my dad was in the nursing home, I watched Rocky in the nursing home with him when he was kind of out of it. I would, bring these movies. I actually watched Rocky II in there, but I had to rewatch it because this is the movie where the first one they had a draw. Remember? So they had a draw the first match, right? And so Rocky II is a continuation of, well, let's see who really won, who's really, you know, it's like the rematch.
Right.
And so it's the climax of the movie is when at the very end they punch each other out and they both fall to the ground. They both knock each other out. Do you remember that?
You know, the fucked up part is I don't remember that. I'm really bad at retaining like a lot of movie stuff, but I watch a lot of MMA, like UFC.
Oh, we're going to get back to that.
Love mixed martial arts in general. But I every time there's a fight, I'm like, double knockout. Because I just want to see it one time.
That's Rocky too. Double knockout. And then Rocky wins at the end because he stands up.
Yeah,
he beats
that's right.
Apollo. Yeah, at the end.
Uh-oh.
Jason.
It's my cat pill alarm. Gotta give my cat a pill.
Oh, we're going to kind of talk about, you know, how y'all met and stuff too. And do you remember Mr. T in Rocky 3?
Oh,
Clubber
yeah.
Lang.
Yeah.
Clubber Lang. Yeah, yeah. And then Ivan Drago's in Rocky IV. So y'all watched all these.
Yes. Yes, we did. It's been a couple years now.
Yeah, but it's kind of end. Rocky V, I don't even remember. Rocky IV was the last one that hit home for me.
Yeah.
I kind of lost. There's the character. Oh, Tommy Gunn. You know, where he trains. He's kind of like, it's when he retires. Rocky Balboa retires and he trains Tommy Gunn, his protege.
Protege, yeah.
So, but then after that, I just, you know, it's the same thing with Rambo. You know, there's First Blood, there's Rambo 2, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
then you kind of like,
you're like, okay, this is it's getting weird
yeah.
a little bit. But you know what? It got me back. Honestly, the last Rambo movie was so good.
No, can we plug that a little bit? Because there is a Rambo, is that Rambo 5? Where's the one where he goes to Thailand he's a snake trainer?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. I don't remember what number it is.
Okay, but there's one after that where the Mexican cartel is involved. Did you know that?
I've seen them all. Yeah.
But there's one after the one where he moves to Asia. Yeah.
God, what happened in that one? I barely remember.
I've never seen that
one. Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Okay.
I think it was on Netflix. I think it's on either Tubi or Netflix or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck, I wonder if I didn't even see that one and it's all just a blur. But the one where he's in Thailand and like a snake trainer and like some Christians are coming. I love it so much.
And then
much.
He takes the boat down river.
Yes.
Yeah. For the Christian ministry.
He takes them in and drops them off and then like they don't come back and who's going to save them?
And it's kind of like he's retired. He's not going to go back to violence or.
Right.
But then he's kind of. Oh, I remember what part there was those dudes in the boat and they kind of like interrogate them on the river.
Yeah.
And then there's one female passenger and he's like, ah, da, da, da. And then he got, I'm sorry. So he had that. But he goes, get up. And then he's like, bring the female to us. Mm-hmm. And then that's when Rambo had to put his foot down. And all hell breaks loose.
That's when the Christians got to know. Like, shit got real in that moment. They were like, oh, wow, this is real violence.
Yeah, there was also a game they played with the landmines. Remember, they had to walk across the field.
Oh,
the
like,
rice field?
Rice paddies. Yeah, so fucked up. They just take these whole towns and they're like, go on, you can run to freedom that way. while they're blowing up left and right.
Yeah, you got to respect the Southeast Asians. I mean, there's just a random documentary. I just went to Arizona to visit my mom and I was on YouTube. And have you seen... a documentary called My Crazy Life.
No.
It's about a Samoan It's about a Samoan gangs, but in the 90s or late 80s. I think they're called SOS, Sons of Samoa.
That's so sick.
But dude, but they speak like Lokes, like OG Lokes. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of like Cholo.
Yeah, no. More like Crips.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So it's a whole doc. Have you seen? It's pretty. It's
sounds
pretty kick
insane.
Ass. Yeah. So it's called My Crazy Life. Whoa. On YouTube, if you look it up on YouTube, the whole movie's on there.
Yeah.
But it's really bizarre. I mean, it's one of those things, factions that I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
It made me think of that because I thought of Rambo, you know, Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of scene reminds... Have you seen Deer Hunter?
Not for a really long time.
But you remember Christopher Walken and Robert De Niro, that scene where they're playing Russian roulette.
So vaguely.
Yeah.
Vaguely.
But it kind of... Basically, they're crazy. You don't want to mess around with that. That's crazy. They're crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, in those movies, they're crazy. I don't know.
About I've always been told that Samoans, just like islanders in general, are very tough. Like, hard to knock out.
Well, they're like, you said fighting. I mean,
skulls,
I'm sure. Yeah. They're
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Thick boys.
Thick.
Yeah. And then there was a rap group called the Booyah Tribe. In the 90s.
Yes.
And they're all Samoan guys.
Oh my God, the Booyah Tribe.
Do you remember the Booyah Tribe?
So big.
Yeah.
What was the other one? How Bizarre. How Bizarre. Do you remember that guy?
What was his name?
Every time I look around.
Oh, wait. Did you know?
I don't remember his name either. I'm telling you, I'm
song?
Very bad.
What was
bad
the name of the song?
How Bizarre.
How Bizarre?
Yeah.
Okay, look up How
Is
Bizarre.
Is that not? Yes.
What?
OMC.
OMC. Mm-hmm. So shout out to OMC.
Yeah, shout out.
Was that the one hit song?
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't name another one.
There's another one, Lean Like a Cholo.
Oh, I love that song.
What was that guy's name? But that's a one hit guy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Lean Like a Cholo.
And I'm glad those songs exist, but like I have no idea where those people are now.
So what was who's the Lean with the Cholo guy? Please look that
lean
up.
Lean with a cholo.
No, lean like a cholo. Lean like a cholo.
Front to back.
Yeah. So I play video games with my... So shout out to Shooter and CJ. They're from Texas. And
Down, a.k.a. Kilo.
Down. So shout out to Down, a.k.a. Kilo. The guys I play Warzone with, I play video games.
Mm-hmm.
They actually got in a fight with him at a club somewhere in Texas.
No way.
That's what they said. They go, dude, we messed him up.
Yeah,
they said,
right.
They said he's a short, chubbier fella.
Yeah, but those guys are still tough.
No. They said they whooped him good.
Oh, okay.
But that's just, that's on their word.
Okay.
But so I don't know if that's true. We're going to have to, fact check that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned MMA. How did you get into MMA? Like, who are some of your favorite fighters?
Oh, man. Favorite fighters now?
Mm-hmm.
The Darren Elkins, the mm-hmm. Damage. I'm mm-hmm. a big fan.
What about female fighters?
Female fighters right now. I love Rose Namajunas.
I know.
I started watching her Ultimate Fighter series. Like that's when I fell in love with her like spirit when she was talking about like her sexual abuse and, you know, working past your trauma. And you could just tell that she's like burning with suffering and pain.
Well, even when she won the belt, she said, remember Joe Rogan interviewed her and she didn't make it about herself.
Yeah.
She said, I'm just a regular person like y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Just try to treat people good or so.
Yeah.
She had a cool message.
She does. She's like humble, a humble warrior.
Yeah.
And like, she's like builds earth ships and stuff. Yeah. Like, she just seems very cool.
Cool. And not only that, you could tell, like, even old Rose, like, she had longer hair. You're like, oh, dude, she's, you know, she's an attractive woman.
She's beautiful.
But she's still trying, like, she's like, forget that, I'm shaving my head.
Yeah, it gets in the way when you're training.
Yeah, and she's just like, I'm just, mm-hmm. And she's highly skilled as well.
Fuck yeah, she is.
Did you see the Ioana fight, her and Ioana?
Oh my God.
Do you remember that fight?
That was insane, that fight.
The boogie woman is coming for you.
I know. It sucks because I love Ioana, but like the shtick that she was leaning into when she had like defended her belt a few times, she's like, oh, I'm so scary.
But she was
I'm
unbeatable for how long? No one could beat her.
Quite a while, yeah.
No one could beat her.
She defended it for
five
years? I don't know how many
years?
Times. Yeah, like a
five
long
years,
time.
Yeah.
And then... holy shit.
But did you say up until the fight, like the psychological stuff she was doing to Rose?
Yeah, with the boogeyman shit. Yeah. It was cringy.
And didn't she
it was cringy. I love her, but it was like, girl.
Do you like her octagon antics? Like, you know, she was doing some weird stuff when they announced them, and like she was
her wiggling and
and then she would go
Yeah,
and then like oh the face off.
Yeah, she gets very intense,
right?
And I get that though too, because you want like to get in your opponent's head and like make them second guess themselves. But there's different ways to go about that.
So do you think, because you know, like obviously I've never been in an octagon, but do you think that it's half of it psychology, like getting in the opponent's head?
I wouldn't say half of it. It's got to be a factor for sure.
At least a certain percentage, though. Yeah. Maybe like 15, 10% of, because it has to be.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I used to wrestle, and I know that if I was right psychologically, I could have performed.
Yeah.
But it was all in my head. Because I had all the skills,
mm-hmm.
but when I got to the big show, I like froze. That's what I'm talking about, because it's in your head.
Yeah, most definitely. You've got to have your head right. That's why it's important to have like the right people around you, mm-hmm. and like do everything that you possibly can to maintain like the physical and the mental.
Right.
It's certainly both. Like Amanda Nunes. That's my other favorite female fighter.
Shout out to the Lioness.
Shout out to the Lioness.
She retained her Juliana.
Pena.
Yeah, Pena had a good... That first match was amazing.
It was amazing, but...
I mean, she did it at least one that night. That was her night.
It was her night, she looked great, but Amanda took that belt right back.
So what do you think, after her first loss in a while, mm-hmm. Amanda's first loss, when she lost the belt, what do you think happened to her psychologically?
Well, I think it was physical, because she had had COVID before, like right before the fight.
She had an injury too, I think.
I think she did have some kind of an injury, mm-hmm. as well, but mm-hmm. the COVID thing, I think, was like really draining on her gas tank. Because, like, she didn't have enough energy to beat her. And so it's like, once she got a full camp, no illnesses, like, you saw, she dominated her.
Well.
I mean, it did go a long time.
It would go five, but she meant for it to go five rounds.
Or so she says.
She's like, I wanted to let everyone know I'm better than her.
Right.
Yeah.
But some people would argue that you could demonstrate that by knocking her out. Also.
Yeah, but then someone, I think, at the press conference asked her that, and she's like, no, because when I guess this is from a fighter's point of view,
mm-hmm.
when you knock someone out, it could be by chance.
That's true.
Like a lucky
hit. Lucky punch.
Yeah, a lucky
yeah.
punch. But if you beat someone soundly for five full rounds,
yeah,
that means you beat that person.
You take their spirit, you know.
Yeah, it must have drained her. Yeah, okay,
to just
so
get taken down over and over.
Oh yeah, because she did throw in the takedowns, didn't she?
Yeah.
But another thing that because I was paying attention, like after she got, before she was going to other places to train, but mm-hmm. then after she had lost, she got her own gym.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's like, forget that. I'm revamping my camp. I'm going to have my own gym.
Yeah.
Not only that, she switched, I think, to Southpaw. She switched stances on Juliana.
Okay.
To like, you know how she was hitting her with the right hook?
Yeah.
So that probably messed her up. Because she was used to, because...
She probably didn't train for that.
No.
No.
Juliana just kept to the same game plan.
Yeah.
Amanda...
She switched it up. As a dyslexic, I can say that would really fuck me up if somebody started switching on me.
Like switching
stances,
and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
She's fighting in a different way.
How do I?
Ugh. Yeah.
Because it's so much processing. Like, if something comes this way, I need to move this way and anticipate this. Like,
it's a
like
whole
chess.
Different, it's like skateboarding switch stance. Like the opposite stance of your normal stance. or something like that. Now, did you remember Amanda versus Cyborg?
I think I might have been at that fight, actually.
You actually have been to a live UFC event?
I've been to a few. Like,
write that down.
I've been to a few.
I haven't. I've never been.
Oh my God, Jason.
Now what's the so shout out to our boy Jason Ellis. I want to kind of touch upon that, how y'all linked up and met and everything. But go ahead.
Oh, for sure. Well, he him and Dana White were friends or whatever. So
he's friends with Dana White.
Every now and then we would get hooked up with some fucking sick floor seats. So
close to the octagon.
The closest I've been, I think, was like one or two rows back, but like right there. Like there's definitely, I think it was a Ronda Rousey fight where like you can see me and Jason in the background going like, yeah, making some kind of stupid reactionary face. But yeah,
poor Ronda, real close. She was it for a while. She had a great run.
Well, she's a legend though, you know.
Do you think if Ronda didn't exist, then none of all these female fighters wouldn't be around? Because she really kind of led the way. She's
the trailblazer.
Exactly.
For women in MMA. Yeah. I mean, there was women's MMA, but it was never a part of the UFC.
On that scale. Like, she was on covers of magazines. Oh, yeah. And movies and stuff like that. So what's the energy like when you're watching it at home versus actually being at the event? Like, can you feel the adrenaline?
Oh, yeah. It's way different. And you can hear, like, especially when you're that close, you can hear the impact.
Of the punches?
Yeah. And you can see the blood and the sweat and hear the heavy breathing. Gosh. And it's just, there's such a disconnect when you watch anything on TV, right? Like, you watch someone get shot. Like, you're like, oh, it's terrible, but it's on TV. If someone got shot in front of you, oh my fucking God.
Oh,
you know?
Right.
Like, the violence is much more real.
It's real.
Yeah. You're like, ooh, that would hurt.
So it's very, very noticeable, the differences. Yeah. You're like, whoa, I felt that punch.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Woo-hoo. And we go, if we get tickets, so lucky
Jason,
to get tickets.
Hooked the homie up, yeah. Man, you're always welcome here, Jason. Mm-hmm, we had a great time, although he was kind of shaming my apartment a little bit.
Oh, he did come home and tell me about it. He's like, it was so small.
Wait, Jason said that?
Because he didn't know what he was walking into.
Yeah. He even made an announcement to my brother. He's like, Mike, hook your brother up, Mike. Yeah. Look where he's living, Mike. It's like, what I mean?
That's Hollywood,
I've lived here
though.
18 years.
No shit.
I haven't moved because of rent control.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm frugal.
Do you have a kitchen?
I have a hot plate. Yeah. But he was being very funny about it. Mate, yeah. Look where your brother lives, mate. Yeah. Because, my brother lives on the house on the hill. Two different worlds. Yeah,
for sure.
The prince and the pauper.
But you're happy, right?
Well, yeah, because I don't need much to survive. Mm-hmm. I'm more like bare bones.
Yeah.
If I have a roof over my head, I need, I need a toilet, obviously.
Yeah.
And a shower and a roof and then a bed. And that's it. Yeah. My dad was the same way.
Well, it's a nice way to be, honestly. If you don't need much, then you're happy with what you have most times.
Mm.
I was living for a while. I owned a house in Highland Park, but I had moved out and
that's a nice area.
Friends, it is. Yeah. It is. I sold it. I wish I still had it. But at any rate, my garage was converted downstairs to like this weird, it was used for a studio for a while. And like I had moved out. And so my friends were renting my rooms upstairs. And when I moved back in, I was like, I'll just live down here. No bathroom, no plumbing. So I was just like peeing in a fishbowl.
Real, I mean, yeah,
I was fine with it.
I'm
honestly
not judging you because I pee in Gatorade bottles.
Yep.
Yeah, I've done it too.
Whatever works.
Yeah, whatever works.
Yeah.
Now, how long? Like, are you from that area? Like, where are you originally from?
I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, so all my family's in Oregon. But for whatever reason, my dad took us to Alaska when we were young.
Okay, let's get to the Alaska.
Yeah,
thing.
The Alaska.
You brought it up. Yeah,
I know.
I don't really know many people from
people
Alaska.
Don't.
Anchorage.
No. South of there.
So not even Anchorage?
No, not even Anchorage. It was a small town.
So what was it like living in Alaska?
Oh my God. Alaska. We're talking Alaska in, the 80s and the 90s. But it was so depressing because, born in Oregon, moved up to Alaska, moved back to Oregon when I was 5, and then moved back to Alaska when I was 9. So I had like a chunk of childhood where I knew like seasons, you know, and like regular shit.
How cold?
We had a rule for when my brother and I would walk to where our bus stop was. If it got below negative 20, my mom would drive us and let us sit in the car till the bus came. But negative 20 and above, we were walking to the bus stop.
I mean, so. I can't even imagine what negative one feels like.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's fucking bizarre.
I mean, do you remember that vampire movie, 30 Days of Night?
Yes.
Now, okay, so in that movie, is it like that where there's no sun for like months?
Well, so I lived, if you can imagine the state, there's like the chain that runs along Canada, and then there's the chain that runs out into the ocean, and then in the middle, there's a peninsula. Mm-hmm. Kind of looks like a dick.
Okay.
That's where I lived.
Really?
Yes.
How many occupants in the town? Like, what was the population?
I want to say when I was living there that it was like 4,000, 5,000.
Not much. Oh, my God.
Shout out Kenai, Alaska.
So how do you spell that?
K-E-N-A-I.
K-E-N-A-I. Kenai, Alaska.
Kenai, yeah.
Do you go to school there?
Yeah.
So what was your school? Like, how many students? Like, 20 kids or something?
Fuck, that's a good question. I mean, in my class, like in high school, I remember there being a decent amount of kids.
Yeah.
Like our high school
like
had
hundred,
like
a couple hundred.
Couple hundred, yeah.
Nothing over that.
No.
Yeah, just a couple hundred.
Couple hundred.
What did kids do for kicks out there? Like, was there a movie theater? Like what?
Okay, there was a movie theater in town. Crazy enough, our town in the high school had like this really nice auditorium that was built.
And one nice auditorium
in the high school. I don't know why there was a pool too, an indoor pool in the high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, so y'all had some money there at your school district.
I was surprised too.
Not all schools have indoor pools.
No. But I mean, there was no way to have an outdoor pool.
Oh, you had a good sporting team.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Team's not a good basketball team, water polo team.
I don't know. I never cared for sports. I was like a little punk rocker, so I was like drinking in the woods and being a little piece of shit.
So that's what you did for kicks?
That's what I did for kicks.
By yourself?
No, with friends or like weird older people from town I probably shouldn't have been hanging out with.
So how did you, when did you start drinking in high school then? Because that's when I started, like maybe junior, senior year.
I think it was high school. I mean, my first drink that I ever had.
Go ahead.
I want to say I was 12 or 13.
And do you remember what it was?
It was a shot of Crown Royal. My dad gave it to me because he drinks.
Can we give
Crown.
Him a shout out real quick?
Shout out Crown Royal. Shout out my dad.
Yeah, for doing that. mine was, can I tell you mine?
Yeah.
Boone's Strawberry Hill.
Oh, my God.
So there is cheap. Wine?
Yeah, it's like we were talking about Boone's recently. What is it actually? Is it Boone's, wine? Is it a liqueur?
Boone's is kind of like a wine cooler.
Wine cooler.
It tastes like strawberry soda or something.
Yeah,
but I remember like, it made me feel warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I'm getting faded. Yeah. And then, you know, obviously beer.
Yeah.
And then tomato beer. You know.
The fuck is tomato? tomato beer?
Oh, beer mixed with like Clamato or V8. Whoa. That was my dad's go-to.
Okay.
He'd drink that in a McDonald's cup. He would just. Wow. Yeah. Bloody beers.
Bloody beers.
Bloody beers.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. It's good. It tastes like a, like if a tomato soda existed or something. Because you get the carbonation from the beer,
yeah,
and then you're mixing and, with the tomato.
Oh, I love that tomato flavor.
Yeah, I love it. I love. What's that? Oh, it's called a
michelada. Michelada. If you put like the michelada, the little tahini on it, yeah.
Can you write down michelada? Okay, so it's a michelada. Okay. So basically, yeah, and then did it. So you met just random people, and then is it some Blair Witch shit or?
Blair Witch shit.
I mean, like, as far as, like, being out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, so the stuff to do in town, like, if you were a little shithead, we were referred to as scrubs because it was the 90s, you
I
know?
I don't want no scrub on the passenger side of his fence ride, trying to holler at me.
Do you remember the, like, the retort song that came out?
Oh, no.
I don't want no pigeons.
No, no, no.
Yes!
Oh, really?
Yes!
Is that TLC?
No. Well, TLC was scrubs, and then... I don't fucking know the name of the band that did No Pigeons, but...
Okay. But TLC was a special band, but they had a shitty deal, I heard. Later on, I saw their VH1.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were selling millions of records, but they didn't make any money.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
Didn't one of them burn their boyfriend's house down or something? Was it Left Eye?
Was it Left Eye?
Yeah.
I mean, they were all attractive.
They were all really pretty.
There's three, right?
Yeah.
Since we brought that up, because you said scrubs, it just kind of like, it just triggered a memory. Yeah. But SWV. Sisters with Voices.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was their hit? How'd that one go?
I'm so into you, I don't know what to do. I get weak in the knees, I could hardly speak.
And I remember weak in the song.
Knock me right off of my feet. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they had hits. Okay. They had about five hits.
I remember the name, but like I never was much to the R&B, but there's some stuff that you just couldn't avoid. Yeah.
But you got into punk.
Yeah.
You got into punk, like Bad Brains.
I was into punk. I was into what I could get to.
Dead Kennedys.
Yeah. Misfits.
Misfits.
For sure.
Yeah.
A lot of that. And then I got into like weird shit, of course, like Burzum from the Gummo soundtrack.
Right.
And Swans.
Okay.
Demon of the Lost. You know, and then like,
how do you categorize this music? Is it like death metal or?
Demon of the Lost, I wouldn't know how to categorize. She has this really crazy, like operatic voice.
How do you spell the name of her?
DiamandGalas.
Is that German? Like, what is that?
I think she's from New Orleans.
And then what type of music? You said it's operatic?
Her voice is very operatic. It goes through different stylings, mm-hmm. like more soulful, but it's all like pretty creepy. I would categorize it generally into the goth category.
So, okay. I was looking for the word goth. Goth. Yeah. Okay, goth.
Yeah, some goth shit. Yeah. Swans, also goth shit.
Out in the woods again, you would just drink? Would you guys make a bonfire?
Oh, fuck yeah. We had like a spot in the woods on the bluff. So there's the water down here.
What's a bluff?
A bluff is like where the land is up higher and then it ends and it drops off and then the beach is down below. And the beach is like really rocky.
Right.
So we would like cut down trees sometimes.
I just thought of Lost Boys, the movie Lost Boys, like something they would do.
Very similar.
Okay, but so.
Woods, fire, alcohol. That's all you needed.
Woods, fire, no tent or?
No.
So okay, just no pass snacks out. Or s'mores or?
You know what's fucked up is like now I have snacks in my car.
Okay, good for
like
you.
Like I always
good
bring snacks. As a kid, it was just like now we're just drinking.
So how you would just get blitzed out there?
Yeah.
And so what would you? And then how many people would be out there? Like 10 people?
Yeah, more or less. It really depended. If it was like a party, sometimes it would be at a different location. You know, need to get a ride from a buddy, and it's like a bigger bonfire and different groups of friends coming out.
Yeah,
but. My regular spot with just the homies
was that.
The Bluff, right?
Oh, the Bluff.
Yeah.
The Bluff.
And then talking about creepy stuff, there was another place.
Yeah, go back to the Blair. I like the Blair Witch stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
This place was called Asbestos.
Asbestos.
Asbestos, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
It's this long private road through the woods, and you go to this place, and it was all these, like, shells of a building, you know, like
abandoned.
Oh, yeah. No. You know, covered in graffiti. Yeah. Like just perfect place for kids to go be pieces of shit and explore and stuff. And we would go out there and like sometimes have a fire, like always drinking and like climbing and like trying to get underneath and on top of things. Yeah. But then
did your folks know what you guys were up to? Or
I don't think so.
Did you just say we're going to go to the movies?
Yeah, they didn't give us a lot of boundaries.
Yeah. How'd you get your liquor then? The older guy, there'd be a guy with an ID or something?
You just either, if it wasn't like a friend that we knew, sometimes I would just stand outside of the grocery store and be like, hey, can you buy me alcohol or cigarettes
and
or whatever? And
then they could keep the change. Yeah. So, yeah, it's okay. So it's just like typical from in any town in America that happens.
Yeah.
Or you have the one homie with the ID.
Yeah.
Like, we had one homie who had the ID, but we had to go to certain liquor stores where they want, you know, it was like off a dirt road.
Oh, for sure.
And then the guy didn't, he just wanted the business.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We could look the other way.
Yeah, we'd get 40s and just down 40s. So there's no marijuana involved?
You know, there was. I just like sucked at smoking weed when I was younger. It gave me like crazy panic attacks.
It did?
Oh, fuck yeah.
It got you paranoid and stuff?
I'd still try to smoke it though and like hang out and just sit there and have this like crushing anxiety. Like I would fixate on like how I was breathing and stuff. You know,
does Jason smoke?
He smokes weed all day. I don't know how he does it.
How does he do his comedy and function like that?
I don't know. Some people can just like it evens them out. You know, like mellows them. For me, like I'll get snacky and sleepy.
Yeah.
You know?
So he gets energy from like certain sativas or something? Like
no, he smokes like indicas mostly.
Indicas. That's sleepy time. Oh, that's sleepy time.
That's sleepy time. Sativa is supposed to be like the more uplifted, energetic one. Yeah.
It got me paranoid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got me paranoid. Highly paranoid.
Not that much fun.
Yeah. Now, So we'll get off Alaska. It's just fascinating to me. So you didn't like, there wasn't a time where you brought out the Ouija board out there or anything. Did you do any stuff like that?
I did do a haunted thing.
Let's talk about that.
Because like, of course I watched The Craft with my girlfriend.
Oh, so explain what The Craft was. So that's a nostalgic 90s movie.
The Craft with like Fairuza Balk. And it's about like teenage girl that moves to a new town. And then she meets these girls that are like the spooky goth kids, right?
Yeah.
And she's just like kind of a loner outsider. Yeah. But they like absorb her into the group. And then she's like getting drug on this ride where like they're doing magic and they need a fourth to do their magic, and bitch is taking it too far and things
what
are getting
kind of,
crazy.
Like what kind of seances and magic were they doing?
Were they doing spells? Yeah, I think they were like, you know, I remember Calling the Corners was a scene where they were like all holding hands on the beach and like they were doing something out of like a witchcraft book that they had stolen.
It was like the book in Evil Dead. There's that one book of the Dead.
The Necronomicon?
The Necronomicon. Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
The Necronomicon.
Yeah.
It was something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
You can't get more creepier than the Necronomicon.
No. It like came alive.
It had a face. Yeah. On it. Okay. Were there sigils involved?
With them there were. With the shit that I did? No.
Okay. So what did you do?
Straight up tried to talk to ghosts. So there was this house in a neighborhood that was empty. Everybody knew
just
it was empty.
You and your homie.
Yeah, me and a couple friends.
Okay, so what inspired you? There's no Ouija board or like...
No, we honestly like we would just... There wasn't a lot to do, you know? Like no internet or like cell phones
or anything.
One movie
theater, one grocery store or something like that. Yeah,
yeah. Just small town shit. Mm-hmm. So empty house that you can go fuck around in. Of course we're going to go fuck around in it.
What do you mean empty house? There's empty houses there?
This particular house had something had happened. I did later find out that there was like a murder or maybe a murder-suicide. But it had some things left behind in it. Like in the basement, there were all these...
There was a basement? And you went down into the basement?
Yes.
Why did you do that?
Because I was
That's
bored.
Scary. Why? That's scary stuff. Love it. Continue.
Yeah. So canned preserves, like home canned preserves and stuff, still all on the shelves.
Oh my God.
Not even the creepiest part.
Yeah.
So you go in and there's like the main level and then you go upstairs to where the bedrooms are. And it was like an A-frame house. So
that's scary.
Is a creepy house.
So it's shaped like a tent, like an A, like a tent.
Yeah, like a tent.
I love the aesthetic is cool.
Have you seen the A-frames where they leave part of the wall open in a bedroom so you can like store stuff behind it?
No, I'm not an expert on them. Okay. I just like, I know like the basic, yeah, I've seen the basic like model.
Yeah, well that that was the case in this house. Okay, and A-frame,
but it had a basement?
It had a basement and the A-frame at the top, and then the wall was open in the bedroom so you could like store stuff where, you know, the wall was getting little. And there was all this shit back there. There was, I'm not fucking joking, like, if I had long hair and I pulled it back and braided it and put a bow on the end and then cut it off, that was in there.
What?
Oh, yeah.
There was
big old
hair, a
lock
cut,
of, like, some all of someone's hair.
Dude, look at, I have goosebumps. Goosebumps. Dude, that scared me.
That was in there.
That was a straight up horror movie.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be indication, let's leave?
There was birth certificates, too, with, like, the baby's foot and the ink stamp on it and, like, dude, family photos.
Red flag number two.
Old medical books.
What were you doing in there?
It was so creepy. Like, so creepy. And we all swore it was haunted because it just, it felt like
just hearing about it did that.
You could feel a presence in there. So me and my girlfriends, because of the craft, we were all on the main floor. It was like this, like a wooden floor.
Yeah.
And it was daylight, but still, we're like, okay, let's just talk to the ghosts. We'll all hold hands. And I'm just like making shit up, like, hello, spirits, we are here to talk to you. Show yourselves, you know, come
so
to us.
So you guys were just kind of like...
Riffing.
Riffing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big time riffing.
Were there candles involved or...
No.
Just
us.
And then you did the
just
thing
holding
from the movie.
Hands. Okay. Yeah.
And then what happened?
We all fucking heard footsteps upstairs. And we're like, oh, one of our friends is going to jump out and like be an asshole. They were probably smoking weed up there or something. But we'd already went through the whole house and no one was there. We hear the footsteps, then we hear it. There's a wall here with stairs on the other side of it. And we hear do.
No.
And we're all like still just holding hands and like looking at each other. Those footsteps came around the corner and were just in broad daylight coming
towards
us.
Can you please stop doing that? Hey, I appreciate your, I respect your story. Please stop doing that.
I'm trying to paint the picture
here. That's fine. That's fine.
That was so scary.
I would have already been out of the A-frame house
mm-hmm.
in my bedroom.
We ran.
Dude, I would have been out of there.
Yeah. We never went back after that. But, like, I still had some stuff that I had taken from there for a long time. I think I might still have it somewhere.
You
like,
returned?
No, from, like, one of the many times I was there, like, I grabbed a couple things.
Why?
I don't know.
Dude, that's the main thing you don't do. Because yeah. I've watched enough ghost documentaries. Because that stuff has energy attached to it.
What?
Oh, my God. The wind. You don't take the belongings from the spot.
From the dead people house?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You don't. That's the thing you don't do.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I just
You still have items from there?
I think I do. It was like a card.
You need to sage that stuff.
I should probably, Palo Santo I should probably that. Burn it.
What did you take?
The card. Just the card. A couple cards.
You have... Yeah. Dude, that's something you don't do. So is this a common thing y'all did on the weekends?
I mean, there are only so many abandoned houses.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, abandoned places were like gold for teenagers.
Imagine doing the Ouija board in that house.
I know.
Yeah.
What's fucked up is I was raised Christian, so like
Me
I
too.
Still had all these weird little hang-ups about like Jesus being real and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like still a little scared of like, I don't want to fuck with that, but I was fucking with it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, do you believe in like obviously other dimensions or ghosts and stuff?
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I do for sure.
I mean, to me, that was proof that what
right
happened.
There, yeah.
And I had taken my brother and I took our mom there.
Why did you do that?
Prior, because we wanted to show her.
No. You guys made the wrong decisions. Don't take your mom there.
And she said, like, she was up there, like, looking through the stuff with
during
us.
During
the daytime.
Oh, thank God for that.
After we left, she told us that, like, she felt something pulling on her pant leg. so fucked. Yeah.
The reason why I get so freaked out is because me and my brother... We grew up in a haunted house in Poway. Yeah, and that the thing you just said.
Yeah.
Because it didn't come out till later because they kept it a secret. They never admitted it, but I had my own experiences where I heard like voices. But my mom later in life said when it was only on one side of the house,
okay.
But when she parked her car, she said she felt people pulling her down, like pulling on her leg.
I'm getting the chilly skin.
Yeah, like, yeah. But they try to possess me and my brother.
What?
Yeah, they straight help me. Yeah, and this is, you know how you's like, well, you know, the whole church thing. You know, I was into it too. I went to Campus Crusade for Christ,
mm-hmm.
and I went to Bible studies. In my room, I had Bible verses on these posters I would write, like, out of, you know, Philippians, whatever, and Ephesians, whatever. I had verses.
That, you know, that like, meant something to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I was okay. deep into Bible study, the whole thing. I was into it. That didn't help me.
No.
And there was more than one ghost or entity.
Trying
was,
to get inside of you?
Yeah. Because, ooh. And they held me down.
What?
So they held me down and I was stuck under the covers and I was paralyzed.
Okay.
It's like, you know, it's like sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Possession. Well, I don't know. It was beyond that though for me.
Okay.
And then I heard from the side, I've told this story several times, but I enjoy talking about it. Because it was the scariest day of my life, but it was like,
no, and you can't move.
I couldn't move, and I was sweating, and I was trying to yell out Jesus, but I can only get the J and the E out. So I was like,
G-Unit?
Until I finally, I mean, I don't know, that might have helped me. Something, I needed the help, but I finally screamed it out. I had a window where I went, you know, I yelled it out.
Jesus.
And then it just, yeah. But my brother had the same thing happen to him, and he was near the swimming pool, laundry room, the swimming pool, and the way he got them off of them is he jumped in the swimming pool.
Mm, they don't like water.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's why whenever I hear these things, I'm like, yeah. My mom's really sensitive to ghostly spirits.
Mm-hmm.
She said our house right now in Gilbert, that's the first house ever it's clear.
Hmm.
All the other houses she's lived in, there's something.
A little something.
A little paranormal and ghostly about these other places. She could feel it. Like one house in San Diego, this is when I was a kid, she did an open house and she said when she walked in the living room, all the furniture and everything was like in the middle of the room. You know, like on like some poltergeist shit.
Yeah.
Where it was like, you know, like.
She watched it move or was it just there?
That, I don't know. I don't know if she watched it move, but she said the configuration was just spooky.
Uh-huh.
And she felt, you know, it's more of a feeling.
Yeah.
You could feel it. You could feel if something's not right.
Yeah.
And she's like, this ain't the one we're moving into.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
One of my friends had a house in Glendale.
Okay.
That was full on haunted. And we think it was a woman that lived there. Like, it wasn't necessarily, like, aggressive. But there was a time, again, I was, like, creeped out by his house and, like, just sleeping in the guest room. And, like, I had his pit bull with me because I was like, this place is creepy.
Did the pit bull sense it?
The light on. The pit bull was looking around because it sounded like, I'm not going to stomp. I don't want to scare you. But
you could stomp. No, this is another story. Okay. The other one has passed. That scared me.
Wrong shoes, too. Yeah, but it was. Ahead. High heels.
That's the cadence?
Just walking around the room. And
you heard that.
The fucking light was on. I was wide awake. Me and the dog were like, what? High heels. Another time I was there by myself.
High heels.
It sounded like high heels.
That's a distinct sound.
Yes.
Opposed to
the stomping.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Yeah. Because it was stomping in the first house. Tick. Yeah.
More of a ticking.
On the hardwood. Clomping
oh,
around.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, this is fucked.
So what do you think that is? Do you think when you pass, because I obsess about this stuff.
Yeah.
Life and death, and especially what happens to you when you die.
Of course.
I feel like when something like those spirits, I think they don't want to pass over. I feel like there's something unresolved.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've said this. I feel like they're on a loop or something. I feel like they're just... And another thing, I don't think they even realize they're dead on some Sixth Sense shit.
Yeah.
Remember Sixth Sense where Bruce Willis didn't know the whole movie?
The whole fucking movie.
The whole movie. Go watch that. That's probably M. Night's top three movies he's done. But yeah. I remember seeing that in the movie theater. And I mean, talk about goosebumps. When he realizes that, oh, I'm the person that's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's there's some reality. There's something real to that where... I don't think those people know they're dead.
I don't think they do either. I think it's almost like how we don't really understand time. You know, we see it as being linear because that's how we that's how we process things.
Exactly.
You know, like we have our clocks and we're born and we go through this process. But
of the years of 19, this it's all chronological and linear.
But then if you trip out like on space and think about a planet far, 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 far away, and if they had a telescope strong enough to see to us, they would actually be seeing dinosaurs.
Right.
Because of the way light travels. And it's just, there's all these like trippy little.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
My friend sent me this. I don't know if it's a conspiracy. Yeah, it's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy.
He sent me, and it freaked me out. I'm like, dude, I don't want to even know about this. He sent me a thing where the world really ended. Remember in 2012?
Yes.
There was a movie about it. This is his, the hypothesis is in 2012, we all died. But right before the cataclysm or whatever happened, we got shifted over to a different parallel universe.
Oh.
You know, like the Mandela effect?
Yeah.
You know how like there's
Febreze used to have two E's
exactly.
or whatever.
So
yeah,
he thinks like he sent me that, and that scared me. I don't want to think about, you know,
because
that scares me. I would have rather died. And if that really happened,
yeah,
I'd just let us die then. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go on to the next thing.
Seriously,
because that way, if that's true,
like
I'm not saying it's true.
Carbon copy of where we are now.
It's like on some like vivarium, some false. You know, it's like we're this experiment or something.
Yeah.
I would have, I don't want to know that we kind of dodged that bullet. I would have, because that means this is not even real. Like this.
Right.
My life is not really
like,
the reality that
apartment.
I know. Yeah, this is not really the apartment. There's some missing stickers or something on the wall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think about that theory? Like,
I do think about that sometimes, though. You're getting stressed out about it. Maybe we shouldn't talk about
this. No. It's interesting to me. I think that if we talk about it more, it'll all make sense to me.
I don't think it'll make any more sense, but it is an interesting concept that.
Or the Bernstein Bears, how there's that's or the Ford
spelling.
Logo, like this, like your analogy of the Febreze.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying the Ford logo is different than the original.
Yeah.
Or the way it was written on the car, like
there
the logo.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that are slightly different that we can't really trace back. And then you look at the way that we would trace things back through the internet, and everything does kind of live on the internet at this point.
Yeah.
And then you look
there's
at like VR.
There's conspiracies about that, how there's like AI, there's AI controlling that. They're really like artificial things, like tweeting things. And
trip out on this.
Yeah.
Think about the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know what's down there.
Oh, you don't.
There's so many like sightings from Navy or whatever of like weird objects coming in and out of the ocean.
Okay, I like what you're doing because I'm hoping you would bring because let's show our UFO tattoos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's got one there and I got one here. So do you think, I mean, my theory is I think that there's alien bases
in the ocean.
At the very
100%. Why haven't we explored it more? We've explored space more.
Do we have the technology to even go as far as the depth?
We have to.
The impact, the pressure.
We can go to space. We can go to the ocean.
Because there's some, I feel like Hollywood, they give us hints, right? Because like, you know, Close Encounters. And then recently, Nope, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's all these, you know, not only that, there's too many, you know, instances of abductees and abductions and lost time and they don't remember animal mutilations.
The cows, like what is that?
Yeah, but I think that there we're like maybe, you know, like that movie Vivarium where it's like they're kind of like we're in an aquarium and they're like just, you know what I'm saying? They're just kind of observing us or something. But there's something. Go back to the ocean. So you, do you think that that's too far-fetched that there's stuff down there?
I don't think it's too far-fetched. Like, look at octopuses.
Yeah.
There's so many things in the ocean that are that seem so alien, just in the way that they move and the way that they're made and everything like that. Like, I don't think it's far-fetched to think that maybe there is a species similar to that.
Yeah.
That is thriving in that environment, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they had their home planet was similar to, you know, our ocean, like we're super watery over here,
right,
but we're not
right.
using it.
Even like they're always discovering new life down there
constantly,
like fishes or fish with like fluorescent lights or just something new that they've never seen.
Yeah, trip out on bioluminescence.
What's that? Can we give them a
shout
out?
That's the glowing.
Oh,
like
bioluminescence.
Yeah, like the little the angler fish.
Shout out to bioluminescence.
Shout out bioluminescence. It's crazy.
Time is flying by. I want to get to, I didn't think we'd talk conspiracy. I love it. I love talking about all this.
I love this.
I still think that we are like something, before we get off the topic, something just is not sitting right. Something's off about just this life for me. Like, not my life, but just over, like, I feel like there's some, because it's like, we're like, even the stuff that, the current events, let's talk about COVID and, and like Putin and the war out, there's, it's just crazy. Like, could you even imagine, like, I was tripping out the other day where like, you know, people are kind of still wearing masks, but like, could you even think, fathom that like, back in the day that there would be a time where everyone's forced to wear these masks, that there's this virus that spread across the globe. You know what I mean?
It seemed like something out of a movie.
That's what I'm saying.
It totally did.
Like
the way everything was folding
up. Or contagion or something like that.
Fuck yeah.
But that's our reality.
It is. And
Donald Trump was our president at one time. You know what I'm saying?
So bizarre.
Back to the Future too. Biff.
All the little Simpsons things that end up happening, like
right where they predict certain things and they actually have happened.
Yeah, so it's very strange.
I think that the higher ups, I'm gonna bring up Hollywood, but you know, I think that they know, like, I think George Lucas knows some shit. People like Steven Spielberg and
I agree,
George Lucas, people like that, really up there. I think they know some shit.
For sure they do.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the Illuminati per se, but there's some sort of organization.
We'll do that in part two, the Illuminati in part two. Now, can we just touch upon, how did you and Jason link up? Like,
We met through some mutual friends, actually. The funny part was I met him while he was still married and like I was with someone else, like it wasn't anything romantic or whatever, but I was going through a bad breakup and I was staying with my friend and it just so happened to be my birthday and I was all He's like, well, I'm gonna go watch UFC at my friend's house, and I was like, okay, I'll come with you. You know,
and
like,
and he was there,
it was his house.
Oh, it was Jason's house.
So I go over here and I'd actually met him once before, like at the same mutual friends' Christmas party, just briefly, like meet my friend, he ate a shark's heart once, it's cool. I'm like, that is cool, thank you for the factoid.
Yeah,
back to whatever I was doing. And then so I'm over there, watch the fights. His daughter at the time was maybe like 5 or 6. And she was like, come up to my room and color with me. And so we colored for hours.
Oh,
and then, you know,
got along good with her.
Got along good with her. And then years go by. And I'm getting this big tattoo, and my tattoo artist is also friends with him. Mm-hmm. And he keeps telling me about this guy.
Let's give your tattoo.
Shout out Grant Cobb.
Grant Cobb in the house.
Grant Cobb.
Dresden Made also. I can't forget my man, Dresden Made. Continue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So he's getting this big tattoo, and he keeps telling me about, oh, you need to hook up with my friend, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I did meet that guy once. And he was, like, going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's not appealing to me. Mm-hmm. Gonna give that some space.
Right. That's respect.
Yeah. But then, like, he was at a birthday party with me, and like we were talking a lot and hanging out, and mm-hmm. you know, and like I drove him home, but then I'm like, oh, you live in the pool house, because they were getting divorced. I was like, I'm gonna step away from that one.
Right.
Like, you know, yeah. I made out with him in the car.
You did?
Just to give him a taste.
Jason.
Yeah. Yeah. They were split up. They were they were divorced.
Did he make the move? He made the move?
I can't remember who did, but I did some like aggressive moves just to like.
You did?
Yeah.
Because that, well, you know, he probably did, you know.
Yeah.
Usually it's the man that makes the, yeah, but you're like, well, what attracted you to him? Just his whole vibe?
Yeah, the way he carries himself very confidently. Mm-hmm. You know, he's very manly.
He's a good skateboarder.
Yeah. I mean, I don't follow skateboarding.
Yeah,
so.
But that's fine.
Yeah. But no, that's cool. But he was a pro athlete. And that's
pro skater.
That's cool. It's accomplished.
That doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt.
Right.
No,
right,
doesn't
right.
hurt. As long
was
as
he respectful? He was...
Well, for sure. Yeah. And then, you know, we were texting for a while, and I kept, like, putting him off. And I think he finally, like, got kind of annoyed
that
with it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're never going to hang out.
Yeah.
It was, like, 3 months.
Oh.
And then I
you
finally... I made him wait. I finally, once he was in his own apartment, was like, all right, you can take me on a date.
Now is the time. And then y'all just clicked.
We did. Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Took him to Jumbo's Clown Room.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it's right off in Thai Town. Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Solid place.
Yeah.
Shout out Jumbo's
Clown Room in Hollywood. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And then so you just all got along. And then how long ago was that?
Well, we've been together for 10 years now, I think.
Wow.
So yeah, it's been a while.
What are your thoughts on his comedy career? And he's a kicking ass, huh?
It's great.
He's like on it.
He's doing so well. He's doing comedy tonight.
he's just on it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really proud of him.
Did you see were you tripping out when he first had an interest in it? Were you like, he's just going through a fit. Like he really loves it.
He loves it.
Like how he did skateboarding back in the day.
Yeah.
It's like it caught his interest.
It did. You know what? And the funny part is he did it for a little while. Like he dabbled for a minute prior to COVID and everything. But I could tell he was like, you know, I really don't like having to say the same thing over again. Like at that time, he didn't really understand the art of it.
Oh.
So there came a point, I want to say maybe even during the pandemic, that like, he started doing it again, and he started understanding the craft more and like getting a routine and like fine tuning and adding little things. And now he's
tags.
Like, tags.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool.
Yeah. I've dabbled in it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not like full fledged, you know, I think he really has a passion for it.
He does.
I respect it.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't have that passion.
Yeah.
Like, where I'm like, you know what I mean?
La passion.
Yeah. But it's hard to do.
I can imagine.
I thought in my head, I'm like, man, to go up there. But it's like, when there are times when it's not going your way, you're like, oh, this is not what I expected.
And there's just people staring at you.
Oh, yeah. They all have been through that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but good for him that he has a passion for it.
Yep.
Does he write?
Yeah, I think.
Or is it on his head?
He does like notes in his phone.
Oh, sorry.
Does the notes in his phone. But I think he just ends up memorizing everything because he doesn't like look at it.
No,
when he
it's
does
just
his
he
set.
Notes it in his head.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. It's,
y'all have kids
it's really
together,
cool.
No,
I'm never having kids. No.
And then he has
kids.
So he's got kids.
Yeah. Starter kit. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got that. He's got that.
He's got that.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, time flew by.
It did.
We're going to have to do a part two. I want to do a whole tattoo tour as well.
Yeah.
Because
there's
some
there's a
great
lot going
artwork.
On.
Yeah.
Thank
great,
you.
Great stuff going on. Now, is there, you mentioned too that you're SAG, you're in SAG too.
I just joined SAG.
Are you auditioning
recently
for theatrical stuff?
You know what? It's funny. I was in Mayans season 4.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine is real good buddies with the like writer director. Shout out Elgin.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking for like a female role or female character to play a punk rocker that was like a leader of a street gang of like little shitty squatter kids. And my friend was like, oh, it's the perfect person. Mm-hmm. So I did have to, I had to do the self tape, which I'd never done before.
Yeah.
That's how it is now because of COVID. You do self tape. So I like went over to a friend's house that acts and they helped me with it.
Nice.
So that was so helpful. But the whole experience, I fucking loved everything about it. Like,
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Then little things randomly throughout my life that just kind of happened like that.
Yeah.
But from this experience, I was like, really it ignited something in me.
That's
like
cool.
I want to seek it out more.
Yeah Now, are you taking act classes?
I haven't yet. That's like my next step to do.
And then do you have a manager or an agent?
I don't have anything at this point. No.
But nowadays, I think because of the internet, can't you just go on LA Casting or submit your stuff to
I think you can. I think it's helpful to have an agent, though.
It helps.
To, like, get your foot in the door a little bit.
It helps. But then also, you, even a manager.
Yeah.
Not even, I would rather have, like, if I was in your shoes, I would want to have, because an agency doesn't necessarily mean you're going to book work.
That's
true. It's kind of more like a cattle call. Or, you know what I mean? If they're looking for an Asian guy, they're like, okay, we'll send our 30 Asian guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, whoever hits, it's kind of like lottery.
Mm-hmm.
But I think more importantly is I think if you have like a manager that's looking out for your best interest, that helps.
Definitely.
That understands you and what your strengths are or whatever.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I know I'm like pigeonholed into like, oh, you need a tattooed person. But like, whatever. Finally, that's working in my benefit at the, you know.
And with that line of work, it just takes... If you could just get one thing and it might, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like a euphoria type.
Yeah.
That can really just catapult you.
Yeah, catapult you. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah. And that's great. Yeah. Now, since, man, time flew by, I wanted to also plug if you have a website or your Instagram. Or anything, yeah, if you, this
my,
is your time. Yeah.
Yep. My Instagram is @underwearwolf. My OnlyFans is also @underwearwolf.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter is the same thing, but I don't really use my Twitter unless I'm like high or watching the fights or something.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know. We didn't even bring up OnlyFans because I've had other guests where we've talked about it. Yeah, maybe we could talk more extensively. Well, I always joke around two. Like for me to get one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always say, what if I got
what
one?
What if you did? You know?
We already kind of talked. I would probably just, do I need to show my butt?
You don't have to show anything.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't.
Okay.
You could do whatever you want.
I could just play video games?
You really could.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll look into, I don't know. I'd rather maybe do the Twitch thing.
Yeah, that probably would make more sense.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about it.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's like a full commitment.
Yeah, think on it.
Yeah. Do you have a moderator, by the way? I'm sorry. We'll wrap it up. Do you have a moderator? Because there's... You know, you have certain people that you have to have interactions with. And
I don't. I run mine myself.
So you're constantly, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
Next post is tomorrow.
I'm really bad at it, but a lot of people
have
do
Have you thought
use
about having it like like a social media manager or something like that?
For OnlyFans, yeah.
Yeah, because that would help. That could help. Well, they could deal with that?
They can deal with that, yeah. Like, you can send them your content and then they can put it up for you.
And they could do it.
Yes.
And then interact with them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
Some people might do that, you know.
Yeah.
Really be talking.
To make it easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's so many.
It's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff.
With the shows, the Jason Ellis show and everything.
Yeah. Oh, is that still going on?
It's still, yeah.
Let's plug that real quick.
Shout out the Jason Ellis Show. It's a podcast once a week. And
I still want to do that. He reached out to me.
You
to
should
do that.
Come on.
Can you remind him that I'm still down to do it, please?
I will. I will for sure.
Yeah.
And then we have our Patreon too, patreon.com/EllisMate. We do 2 live Jason Ellis shows a week that are 2 hours long. And then Jason and I do a show together twice a week called Awesome World. It's like an hour long of just us doing
awesome
whatever.
Awesome World, is that a podcast?
It's also on our Patreon.
So it's called Awesome World.
Yeah.
Just you two.
Yeah.
And then you guys talk. And is it podcasting format?
Podcasting format. Yeah. Okay. We like interact with fans, or like sometimes we get them on Zoom and like play games and stuff.
Zoom
is
always fun, especially for Patreon.
Exclusive
content.
It's exclusive. Yeah.
That was fun. Dude, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Tell Jason I said hi as well.
I will.
Tell him that when I upgrade to a better apartment. I'll invite him back.
Oh my
and
God.
I'll have my Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have it cracking. And then, I'm sorry. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. I also do another podcast called Scissor Bros. Those episodes drop every Friday. Go to youtube.com/ Scissor Bros. Okay. I also have all my music's at stevieweebybandcamp.com. But if you type in Q-U-A-N-G-O-U, Kwangwoo, I have a couple albums on Spotify. So check that out. I also have a P.O. box. I haven't checked in a while, but it's at, if you want to send any packages, mail, or whatever, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. I want to end it now, but it's at 9:59, and I my OCD I have to do it at the 10, or else something might happen.
A ghost
in the Mandela effect. Something might fall on this place, or so. And if we'll do a part 2. I mean, maybe we'll do a tattoo tour, and then maybe even bring Alice back. Maybe y'all could do.
I would love that.
Do it together. Maybe we could do one where we do a movie. I love talking movies.
Movies with Malice.
Is it movies? We could talk about more movies. And there you go. It's 10.
Boom.
There you go.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.